Thank you for calling Acetyl Claims and Management. My name is Alexia. How may I help you today?
Hi, this is Heba with Sedgwick. I have Tim on the line. He is trying to report an DSP auto claim. It happened on May 17th, 2024, in New York. I'll give you the policy whenever you're ready.
Okay, you said that state was New York?
Yes.
Okay, and what's that policy number?
ALA 155337-27.
Okay, and did they also provide you with the VIN number?
No.
Okay, you can go ahead and get them connected over.
All right. Okay, I'm sorry. Hello, Tim.
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, yeah, thank you for holding. So I have Alexia on the line with Exceedance. She'll help you out with the claim, okay?
Thank you so much. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you for calling, Cedric. Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Okay, so just to confirm, the date of loss was May 16, 2024.
I have May 17th.
Okay, one moment.
Sorry about that. And I'm sorry,
what
was the name of this TPA? My apologies.
Yes, this we are Exceedance.
Exceedance, is it?
Yes.
Is that EXCEDANCE?
No, it would be X as in X-ray, C as in Charlie, E as in Edward, E as in Edward, D as in dog, A as in apple, N as in Nancy, C as in Charlie, and E as in Edward.
Gotcha. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I had it right. Thank you so much, Alexia.
You're welcome. Just one moment. I'm just going to get this pulled up for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for holding. I do apologize for the wait. So I do have this pulled up for you so we can go ahead and file that claim. May I get your first and last name?
Sure. First name is Tim, T-I-M. Last name is Chan, C-H-A-N as in November.
Okay. Okay. And are you the insured calling in or the claimant?
In this particular case, we are the claimant. So I am calling from a rental rideshare company. Basically, we rent out cars for people who want to do Uber or Lyft and all the different rideshare apps. And they, you know, they possess the vehicle with them 24/7. But one of our renters was the one who was involved in the accident.
Okay. Can you confirm a good mailing address?
Sure. It's going to be 23-59 Borden Avenue, and Borden is spelled B as in Bravo, O, R as in Roger, D as in David, E as in Echo, N as in November. Borden Avenue, we're on the second floor. The city is Long Island City, and you will have to spell out all three words, Long Island City, New York.
Okay.
And the zip code is, yeah, the zip is 11101.
Okay. Okay, so just to confirm, just to make sure I have it correct, it was 23-59 Borden Avenue, Long Island, New York, 11101.
Yeah, the city, you have to actually spell Long Island City. It's not really part of Long Island. It's actually part of Queens, New York.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And can you provide a good phone number?
Certainly. Area code 856-997-2559.
Okay, so that was 856-997-2559.
Correct.
Okay, and what will be a good email address?
It's going to be claims in the plural, so CLAIMS at Drive Sally. So drive, like driving a car, DRIVE. Sally is SALLY.com.
Okay, so that was claims at drivesally.com.
That is correct, yep.
Okay, and can you describe a brief description of what happened?
Certainly. So our vehicle, so it happened at the corner of 7th Avenue and Canal Street in New York City, and we are southbound on 7th Avenue in the far left turn only lane. So your insured came down in the left through lane to make a left turn, and they sideswiped our car.
Okay.
And I do have dash cam footage as well, just to FYI on that.
Okay. Okay, and can you also provide that loss location again?
Yes, certainly. It's 7th Avenue and Canal Street, C-A-N-A-L.
Okay, and this will be the same city and state?
Yep, New York City, New York.
Okay, may I get the year, make, and model of our insured vehicle?
I don't have, well, let me see, maybe I do. I don't have a year, make, and model, I just have the plate number.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
So it's an Indiana plate, actually, and the plate number is 3570728. Okay. Yeah, it looks like that. I now see why we don't have a year, make, and model. That vehicle kept on going; they never stopped. So we was able to take pictures of the dash of the plate. And then we ran the plates, and that's how we got all the information, actually.
Okay. Thank you for holding. I do apologize for the wait. So I was able to look up that vehicle with that plate number.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have that information. Were there any damages reported to our vehicle?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
I'm kind of guessing they might not have even felt it, being that they're in, you know, a truck like that, and they never stopped after the impact. So maybe they didn't even know it occurred. But as far as you know, I can't confirm if there's any damage on your car.
Okay. Okay, now may I get the year, make, and model of your vehicle?
Certainly. It is a 2017 Toyota Camry. S as in Sam, E as in Eddie is the model.
Okay. Okay, and do you have that VIN and plate number as well?
Yes, I do. Whenever you're ready, the VIN is 4 T's in Tango, 1 B's in Bravo, F as in Frank, 1 F as in Frank, K as in Kilo, 0 H as in Hotel, U as in Umbrella, 699569. And the plate number is T as in Thomas, 775804, C as in Charlie.
Okay, and what state would be for that plate number?
New York.
Okay, and may I get the name of the owner of the vehicle?
Sure, so it's registered under, it's going to be F as in Sam, F as in Frank, the number 18-A's in Alpha, LLC. So it's FF18-A, LLC.
Okay. Okay, and what were the damages reported to this vehicle?
It's scratches and dented on the passenger side doors. Let me see if there's any damage to the fender and quarter panel. I'm sorry, bear with me for a second here. Yeah, it's going to be the passenger side fender and front and rear door.
Okay.
It's just like deep scratches going across.
Okay. And was the vehicle still drivable?
Yes, it was drivable.
Okay. And may I get the name of the driver?
Certainly. So the first name, I'll spell it for you. It's N as in Nancy, E as in Echo, N as in Nancy, G as in George, S as in Sam, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy, G as in George. Nang Song. And the last name, I'll spell that for you as well. It's X as in X-ray, U as in Umbrella. U.
Okay. Okay, and did they have any passengers in the vehicle or any injuries?
Let me see here. It indicated he did have passengers. I don't know how many, but no injuries were reported and hasn't been reported since. So.
Okay. Were there any police involved?
No, no police report was taken. They were notified, but no report was provided. They didn't take a report.
Oh, okay. And were there any witnesses?
Not that we know of.
Oh, okay. Can you confirm what time this occurred?
Certainly. This happened at approximately 4 p.m.
Okay. Okay, so I'm just going to place you on the brief hold while I go ahead and submit in this claim for you.
Sure. Thank you so much for your help. Greatly appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Thank you for holding. I do apologize for the wait. So I went ahead and submitted in that claim for you. So I do have the claim number and the adjuster information whenever you're ready.
I am ready.
Okay, so the claim number is going to be X as in X-ray, C as in Charlie, dash O as in Oscar, R as in Romeo, C as in Charlie, A as in Apple, dash the number 24-05919. Okay. And the name of your adjuster.
I was going to repeat the claim number real quick. I have here X as in X-ray, C as in Charlie, dash O as in Oscar, R as in Roger, C as in Charlie, A as in Alpha, 2405919.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. And the name of your adjuster that's assigned to the claim is going to be Pepsi, like the drink, and that is P as in Paul, E as in Edward, P as in Paul, S as in Sam, I as in Igloo, and their last name is spelled K as in Kite, H as in Henry, O as in Oscar, U as in Umbrella, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, L as in Larry, A as in Apple, K as in Kite, and their phone number is 814-885-4398. And did you also want their email address?
Yeah, so I can start submitting like dash cam footage and all the docs for the adjuster.
Okay, so I'm just going to spell it out for you because it's pretty long.
Okay.
So it's going to be P as in Paul, H as in Henry, E as in Edward, T as in Tom, S as in Sam, A as in Apple, K as in Kite, H as in Henry, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy, E as in Elephant, dot, their last name, K as in Kite, H as in Henry, O as in Oscar, U as in Umbrella, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, L as in Lima, A as in Apple, K as in Kite, at X as in X-ray, claims, dot, claims.
Wow. Okay, let me repeat. So I have P as in Peter, H as in Hotel, E, T as in Thomas, S as in Sam, A, K as in Kite, H as in Hotel, O as in Oscar, N as in November, E, dot, the last name, K-H-O-U-A-N-L-A-K, at X as in X-ray, claims, dot, claims.
Correct.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for all your help. I greatly appreciate it. I'll go ahead and put this email together, and then I'll just follow up with the adjuster in a couple of days and just kind of, you know, go from there.
All right. Well, I hope you have a great day.
Thank you, Lexia. Likewise. Have a good one and great weekend as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.